Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now. Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist. I'm a nutritionist. And I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. When it comes to nutrition, we're making lives better. It's that time of year. I noticed that the number of advertisements on TV for children going back to school, backpacks, sneakers, clothing, crayons, etc., is all over the TV set right now. So parents are out shopping for the kids. I just want to give you a couple of recommendations and a couple of warnings. They found that play school crayons have asbestos in them. Now, the good news is they only found one brand of crayons with asbestos in it. 2 or 3 years ago, basically every major brand, including Rose Art and Crayola, had asbestos. But right now, do not buy play school crayons. Avoid them. They're sold at Dollar Tree. It has asbestos contamination. And a second thing to avoid, you know how we carry around water bottles today? Like I frequently go hiking or walking, long walks with my wife, and we bring a water bottle. Well, there was a water bottle that was supposed to be recalled. It's called the Hydro Furry Friends water bottle. One of the places that was selling it was Costco. Apparently, it's still out there and some people have bought it. The Hydro Furry Friends water bottle has lead contamination. So that'll damage the child's kidneys and heart and brain. And it, believe me, it's not a good thing. On the other hand, there are some supplements for going back to school. I wish I had had all this research available when my kids were in school, but it wasn't. Some of it was, most of it wasn't. If you have a child that's sleeping poorly, that's acting out in school, a young child, give them fish oils. Fish oils, especially the DHA component, improves sleep, and because of its effects on something called melatonin, and it helps them behave in the daytime in school. This is for like little five-year-old kids that are acting out in school. If they're not sleeping well at night, they need the DHA component from fish oils. Now, if you have a child that's having a problem with reading and spelling, fish oils can also help that. These studies come from very high-quality academic research institutions, basically Oxford and Cambridge in England. So if you have a child with trouble reading and spelling, apparently fish oils can help that. Now, what else can help? If you have a student that's a poor test taker, and by the way, this has nothing to do with the products on special today. I'm just telling you products that are good for kids going back to school. Supplements good for kids going back to school that are very safe, and there's a lot of research behind what I'm saying. I have this incredibly intelligent son named Matt, but he gets nervous around tests. So even though he gets very good grades, they really don't reflect his IQ. He should be performing at a little bit higher rate. Phosphatidylserine helps that. If you have a slightly neurotic, nervous type of child, and you know they should be doing better in college, phosphatidylserine can help them with testing. And it also helps children with ADHD, by the way. The kids are going back to school. The grandkids are going back to school. If they have ADHD, phosphatidylserine is really safe. You give them 3 capsules every morning with breakfast. It helps them focus. It helps them be less impulsive. They calm down from it. It's not a stimulant. It's not a sedative. It's something the brain requires. And the problem with people with ADHD, they don't utilize phosphatidylserine as effectively as the rest of us. So when you give them a little bit more, they do much better. So back to school, phosphatidylserine and fish oils, depending on the child. Zinc and magnesium can help kids do better in school, and so can drinking water, by the way. If kids are dehydrated, it's hard for them to focus. So keeping them hydrated is important. If they're on screens a lot, give them lutein, natural lutein. What happens being on the blue screen, when you're on a computer screen or a cell phone or like any of those games they play, Gamebox and Xbox and whatever they are, PlayStation, and also the TV set, all of these screens use up their lutein and their eyes and their brain get tired. If you give them a little bit of lutein, it helps re-nourish the amount of lutein in their brain and their eyes, and the fatigue goes away and they do better in school. So in general, for kids in school, fish oils, phosphatidylserine, lutein plus HX, especially if they're one of those high school or college students that are always on the internet studying. Around flu season, green tea and probiotics. We're going to be talking about green tea and probiotics later. But around flu season, cough and cold season, and also all those viruses that travel around the college campuses today that give these kids intestinal viruses. They're called enteroviruses. Green tea and probiotics can help that. We'll talk about green tea and probiotics in a little while. Okay, now let's get with today's specials. The first one is Veins HX. It's for swollen ankles and swollen feet. You know, if they're common, having swollen feet and swollen ankles are common. And frequently they're not a cause for concern if you do a lot of standing or walking. If you do a lot of walking or standing or running, your feet can swell, your ankles can swell. But if they stay swollen or they have other symptoms like pain, that could be a sign of something serious. So, for instance, an infection, a blood clot, or a problem with the heart or the kidneys or the lungs or the liver. So if your legs are commonly swollen and there's other symptoms, you should go and get checked out, really. But most of the time, it's venous insufficiency. It's a condition where your blood is poorly circulated, inadequately circulated. So it's not moving up to the legs and feet to your heart as quickly as usual. So let me explain what that's all about. You have valves in your veins. There's no pressure in your veins. Blood pressure takes place in the big blood vessels leaving the heart, the big blood vessels that have to deliver oxygen and nutrition-rich blood throughout the body. Once the blood is used, it has to be recycled back to the lungs and heart to pick up nutrition, to pick up oxygen. In the veins that restore the blood flow back to the heart, there's no pressure. They depend on valves. They're kind of like flippers. When the valves become damaged or weakened, the blood leaks back down the vessels, and you retain some of the clear fluid in the soft tissues of your lower legs, especially in your ankles and your feet, but also your calves. And that's, if that's happening frequently, it's a harbinger that you're developing chronic venous insufficiency. And if it converts to chronic, then you can have changes in your skin, like the skin can change color. You could get skin ulcers. You can get infections. The Veins HX helps that. The Veins HX has ingredients in it that improve the integrity of the blood vessel walls. The blood vessel wall cells are stronger, like horsetail rush, silica, bilberry, gattu cola, citrus bioflavonoids, and vitamin C. They improve the blood vessel health. So your veins are less likely to become leaky and damaged and stretched and weak. And then there's one specific herb in there, horse chestnut seed extract. It has an ingredient called acin. Horse chestnut is a tree over in the Balkans. So over by the Dardanelles, over by Turkey, over by Bulgaria and Greece and all those areas, Ukraine. And the fruit has this ingredient that restores the health of the valves in your veins. And when this happens, the valves start pushing the blood towards the heart and the lungs again, and the clear fluids drain out of your legs. And it's rather like magic, really. I mean, it's just amazing, because you can watch it over the course of 2 or 3 days, how your legs go back to their normal health. So here's some letters. I'll read you some letters. I have a lot of studies on it. It's useful for problems with veins anywhere, which includes hemorrhoids, and also includes varicose seals. Varicose seals is a vein problem in a men's testicle where it feels pinchy. I had that when I was younger, probably from wearing cups, playing football and soccer and all those things. And I went on a Veins HX, and in about a month it was gone, and it hasn't affected me since. I think one day, one time, I got a little pinch in my adulthood. But it's great for hemorrhoids. It's great for varicose seals in the testicles. But it's also great for, like, swollen feet and swollen calves and swollen legs. Also, broken blood vessels, like by your thighs or behind your knee. They call it spider veins because it looks like spider webs. And also for varicose veins, but also for people who get cramps in their legs at night when they're trying to sleep. So let me read you some of these letters. This is a guy named Wayne. I just received this a month or two ago. Just to let you know, the Veins HX has helped me tremendously after only a couple of weeks. I used to have my entire leg from my knee down to my foot swollen. I would even develop pitting. And now because of your product, I only have a little bit. It's right around my ankles at the top of my socks. I mean, that's a huge improvement. As Claire in Amityville. It's hemorrhoids. I have to be careful. Some of these letters on the hemorrhoids are a little too... I don't want to read them on the air. You understand. Veins HX has helped me with my hemorrhoids. Considerably helped. This stuff really helped. It really works. Okay, good. It didn't get too graphic. Some of the letters on hemorrhoids are very graphic. Here we go. Susie in Astoria. I had been experiencing pins and needle sensations and pain in my legs and feet. The pain would be so bad it would wake me up during the night, and I would have to massage and elevate my legs to get back to sleep. Naeem at your 72nd Street location in Manhattan suggested I try your Veins HX. After about a month, I no longer have this problem, period. Thank you. So it's gone. The symptoms are gone. Here's Rose in Northport. I love Northport. I take my dogs out there on the weekends on Saturday morning, and we have breakfast out there, and the dogs go in the park, and I meet all the other dogs. Northport rocks, I have to tell you. It's right on the water. You'll love it. There's a huge park right on the water that you can walk along. It's like 3 blocks long and about a block wide. Rose in Northport. I've been on your Veins HX for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I was experiencing cramps in my legs at night in bed. I tried the Veins HX formula and noticed an improvement within a couple of weeks. Well, that's good. Grace in West Hempstead. I have varicose veins. One in particular was very bad, literally bulging out. Now that I'm taking your Veins HX, I can see them shrinking before my eyes. It's such a relief because they looked so awful in a bathing suit. Here's Margot. I am 70 years old. 70, okay? Every so often, my legs displayed what I thought to be restless leg symptoms. That means like you're getting these vague pulling cramps when you're trying to sleep at night and you have to move your legs to get comfortable. So here's what she said. As soon as I took your Veins HX, the symptoms completely disappeared and so far have not reappeared. I've been on it 1 month. Adrian in Huntington. I suffer from achy, tired legs, especially during the hot, muggy summer months. Veins HX has helped me considerably, and I intend to continue with your product. Here's Dennis in Staten Island. The difference was immediate and significant. I would say 3 weeks is probably a good enough time frame. The one day I did not take your Veins HX, I had a cramp, so it seemed quite clear that this is working. As before, I had severe painful muscle cramps, and some mornings I woke up with multiple cramps, multiple times. Okay, so the guy was having Charlie horses when he woke up in the morning. He went on a Veins HX, no more Charlie horses. It's great for your circulation in your legs and in your hands and arms. Okay, we're going to a break. Jerry Hickey, Veins HX is on special. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back to the program. As you could see, I love doing this show. By the way, our first franchise is doing rather well, and it's pretty amazing to me because it's off-season. It's in Florida. We already had a store on the east coast of Florida in Boca Raton, an Invite Health location. Amanda Williams, Dr. Amanda Williams, a graduate of medical school, runs the nutrition department there. On the West Coast, we've just opened our first store, but it's a franchise. So if you go there or you call Rhonda Acosta and Askia own the store. Rhonda's the nicest person you can ever speak to. The director of nutrition there is Dr. Michael Joseph. It's right near Tampa, not far from St. Pete. It's right near Tampa. It's in Brandon, Florida. It's in the Westfield Brandon Mall off I-75. So if you go to the Westfield Brandon Mall, which I'm told is beautiful, I'll be there the end of September for about 4 days. I'm going to be lecturing at a convention down there, a health convention for women. It's near Dick's Sporting Goods. So it's in the same region as the Apple Store. I'll give you the phone number down there. For the Invite Health, it's our 14th location. Pretty soon we'll be opening our 15th location in West Nyack, in the mall in West Nyack, New York. So here's the phone number in the Tampa region. 866-556-2593. 866-556-2593. You know, we're doing well. If you want to find out about a franchise offer, by the way, send me an email. It's a great way to make a living. It really is, because you're always using your brain. You're not out in the heat. You're not out in the humidity. You're not out in the rain. You're not out in the snow, depending on where you open, of course. It's very professional. The stores are beautiful. They're easy to navigate. They're very friendly. People will like it. You're going to be selling them supplements that have benefits, clearly have benefits. High-quality, clean supplements. So if you're interested in a franchise, just send me an email. I'll give you my email address. It's the same email if you want to ask me a health question. jhickey@invitehealth.com. jhickey, H-I-C-K-E-Y, at invite, like an invitation, health.com. jhickey@invitehealth.com. Okay, and just say, listen, I'm interested in a franchise. Can't hurt to inquire. I mean, getting this franchise is much less expensive than selling those horrible donuts and all those horrible sodas and all that, all those fast food places sell. I mean, those things can cost you a fortune, those franchises. Ours is much more affordable. There's incredible potential. And it's a real clean way to make a living. Now, I mentioned before supplements for kids going back to school. But I also mentioned later on in the school year, when it's flu season and cough and cold season, you might want to look into green tea. Green tea weakens many viruses. It weakens many viruses. The effects are real. I happen to take green tea every day. I take the capsule, the green tea HX, with my lunch and a glass of water. Because I want to lower my risk of prostate cancer. Green tea has an effect on lowering the risk of prostate cancer, colon cancer, and breast cancer. So the reason I take green tea is there's serious, dangerous prostate cancer in my family. I'd rather not have it. So it increases my chances of not developing prostate cancer in the first place. And if I did, God forbid I did, it wouldn't be the dangerous variety. More than likely. But green tea has an impact on your kidneys and your liver also. So here's the Journal of the Royal Society of Chemistry over in England. And they found that green tea extract helps prevent painful kidney stones. Most kidney stones come from calcium oxalate, comes in certain foods. What they found is green tea binds to the oxalate and prevents the oxalate from clumping together to make a large kidney stone. So the smaller kidney stones, the smaller crystals, they're not stones, the smaller crystals will then pass through the urine harmlessly. And the more green tea you consume, the more the oxalate crystals become flatter and flatter. When they're flatter, they can't group together and hurt you. So they're more soluble. They're less likely to create a kidney stone. So that's interesting. Very interesting. Because I have people who come in here prone to kidney stones. I have to find out what kind of kidney stone, and then I give them the appropriate nutrients to help protect them. But what about the liver? This is the journal Phytotherapy Research. About 2 weeks ago, June 27th. And they're looking at people with fatty liver disease over in Asia. A lot of people in Asia have fatty liver disease, but it's becoming very common in the United States too. If your blood sugar is high, you may have fatty liver. And if you have a big belly, you probably have fatty liver. The same fat that travels in your blood called a triglyceride also stores on your belly as belly fat. It also invades your heart. It also invades your kidneys and your pancreas. In your pancreas, it leads to diabetes. But it's more commonly known for causing fatty liver. Fatty liver is becoming very common in the United States. So the greasy triglyceride is going into your liver and killing the healthy liver cells. You develop scar tissue, and eventually this could lead to cirrhosis or liver failure and even liver cancer. So here's a study looking at people with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. They're looking at actually 4 human clinical trials. And they found that giving people with fatty liver disease was lowering their liver enzymes, their ALT and their AST. Now that's good. That means the green tea is preventing the liver cells from dying. And they were losing belly fat. Their triglycerides dropped 32 points. Their cholesterol dropped 28 points. Their bad LDL dropped significantly. It improved their insulin sensitivity. So green tea has an impact on fatty liver disease. So here's a little bit closer to home. This is in the University of Connecticut. They said non-alcoholic fatty liver disease may afflict over 80 million American adults. See, you probably, if you have a big belly or elevated sugar or elevated triglycerides, you probably have fatty liver, but you don't know it yet because the doctor has to do a sonographic ultrasound study of your liver to detect it. Because it raises liver enzymes, but they could still be in the normal level, just high normal. So let's say ALT only comes out of the liver. It's released when liver cells die. So the high number on normal ALT might be 40. So your ALT might only be 38 or 42. The doctor won't be concerned about it because it doesn't look like hepatitis, so they're not concerned. Or it doesn't look like liver cancer. But yet you're developing fatty liver. So it raises your liver enzymes, but you don't see them crashing through the roof. So it's hard to detect. So if you have a big belly or high sugar, chances are you have fatty liver. You just don't know it. They're saying 80 million people. And now here's what the University of Connecticut says. In many individuals, it may progress in severity to hepatitis, fibrosis, cirrhosis, and liver failure, or hepatocellular carcinoma, in other words, liver cancer. No validated treatments currently exist for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease except for weight loss, which has a poor long-term success rate. This review presents the experimental evidence demonstrating the hepatoprotective properties of green tea and its catechins for fatty liver disease. Hepatoprotective means protecting the liver. So if you have a big belly or if you have high triglycerides, or if you have elevated blood sugar, you should probably be on some green tea at least to help protect your liver from fatty liver. But what about other fats, like cholesterol? There's two kinds of fats that float around the bloodstream that can cause a stroke or a heart attack or heart disease. One is triglycerides that we just spoke about that's involved with fatty liver disease and belly fat, and the other one's cholesterol. So this is the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It's 1,075 women. They're either put on placebo or green tea extract for 1 year. And taking the green tea extract was absolutely safe. By the way, it's the University of Minnesota, the University of Southern California, and the University of Pittsburgh. These are high-quality academic research institutions. Taking green tea supplements for 1 year slashed total cholesterol and LDL bad cholesterol levels in postmenopausal women. Slashed it. So here's another one. A daily cup of tea may soothe your heart. A daily cup of tea, that's the headline. It's from Johns Hopkins. It's 6,000 people followed for over 11 years by Johns Hopkins doctors. A lot of these people were drinking green tea. The study found that people who drank a cup of tea a day, 35% less likely to have a heart attack or other major cardiovascular events compared to people who did not consume green tea. Okay, here's another one. This is from Harvard. A study of 41,000 adults, people who drank three American-sized cups of green tea a day had a 26% lower risk of dying from a heart attack, a 26% lower risk of dying from a stroke, and a 16% lower risk from all-cause mortality. A meta-analysis on 18 studies, 13 of green tea. People who drank green tea had a 28% lower risk of coronary artery disease. That's the biggest killer in the world. Okay, black tea had little to no effect. So what about a stroke? Yes. Here's UCLA, David Geffen School of Medicine. David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. Three cups of green tea a day lowers the risk of a stroke by 21%. Six cups a day lowers the risk by 42%. Are you kidding me? They've even shown that drinking green tea cuts the risk of a bleeding stroke by 28%. So not just the most common stroke. The most common stroke is a blockage stroke, like a blood clot or a piece of plaque breaks off and blocks blood flow to the brain. That's called an ischemic stroke. That's about 70-80% of all strokes. Green tea lowers the risk of ischemic strokes up to 42%. But what about bleeding strokes? Bleeding strokes are less common, but they're really dangerous because you can't put a Band-Aid inside somebody's brain. So drinking green tea cut the risk of bleeding strokes by 29%. Now, it was very interesting. It's in the journal Neuroepidemiology. Because they looked at the different teas from the tea plant. They looked at black tea. They looked at green tea. And then they looked at a third tea, which is kind of like halfway between both. It's called oolong tea. Oolong tea is basically half green tea, half black tea. Well, the closer you got to real green tea, the lower your risk of a bleeding stroke. For instance, black tea did not reduce the risk of a bleeding stroke. That doesn't mean it doesn't have health benefits, but it doesn't protect you from a stroke. Oolong tea, which is halfway to green tea, cut the risk of a bleeding stroke by 14%, but actually supping on green tea cut the risk of a bleeding stroke by 29%. I mean, that's real. We have two wonderful green tea products on special today. A green tea liquid. There's no alcohol. It's in a base of glycerin from coconuts. That protects the green tea polyphenols so they stay stable. We'll be right back, Jerry Hickey and Fido. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. 8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Now, every day, I take our super potent green tea capsule. It's equal to about 3.5 American-sized cups of green tea. I take it with my lunch with a big glass of water, and that does a couple of things for me. In fact, it does many things for me. It does an awful lot of things for me. If I really sat down and explain to you all of the benefits of green tea. There's about 20 ingredients in green tea that are very healthy. It probably would take 24 hours. If I went into some of the mechanisms and the biochemistry and some of the science and explained the pathology, it'd probably take me a whole day. There's so many things green tea does. There's about 20 ingredients in it, EGC, EG, the most important one is epigallocatechin gallate, EGCG. That's the most important one out of all 20. But you need them all. There's a synergism. When you have them all, but primarily the EGCG, you bundle that one up so it's the highest concentration, you get a lot of benefits. Protecting the prostate from prostate cancer and swelling, to a degree protecting the breast from breast cancer, lowering the risk of colon cancer. Burning belly fat, lowering the risk of a heart attack, lowering the risk of a stroke, reducing the risk of a kidney stone, helping fight fatty liver. I mean, there's just a lot. Fighting off a whole wide array of viruses. There's just so many benefits. Now, our green tea, our tincture, right? It's in a base of glycerin that comes from coconuts. And every ingredient in it is non-GMO. And all of our products are non-GMO. Every ingredient and every product is non-GMO. And every ingredient is organic. And we've removed certain things. We've removed vitamin K so that people on Coumadin can use our green tea. We've removed the methyl xanthines, you know, the caffeine-related ingredients. There's no oxalate in it. Our green tea is extremely safe for people prone to kidney stones. In fact, it'll help protect them from developing kidney stones. There's no fluoride contamination because it's grown organically. There's no DDT or sprays. It was never irradiated. I mean, it's a really high-quality supplement. Really clean, high-quality supplement. And it's loaded every squirt. There's 60 squirts in this little glass bottle, which is, you know, ecologically sound because you could recycle the bottle. Every squirt, 60 squirts, is a big American-sized cup of green tea as far as the polyphenol content. Some people put it right in their mouth. By the way, it doesn't like bad germs in the mouth. Bad germs in the mouth are connected to breast cancer, esophageal cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer. Believe it or not, severe gum disease, periodontitis, it's not just bad breath and loose teeth. It's also the inflammation triggered by the bacteria in your gums is strongly connected to breast cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer, esophageal cancer. The onset of diabetes, heart disease, strokes, and heart attacks. That's how bad those bacteria can be in your gums when you have a cesspool underneath your gums when you have periodontitis. Green tea doesn't like Solobacterium mori. That's the bacteria that gives you bad breath. And green tea doesn't like Streptococcus mutans. That's the one that gives you cavities. I'll tell you another great trick with green tea. If you take it when you're eating fish, it'll prevent you from absorbing the mercury from the fish. So if you want to eat some tuna, tuna can have mercury. Have some green tea with it, and it'll block the absorption of the mercury from the fish, and you'll only absorb the good stuff, like the protein, the astaxanthin, the phospholipids, the fish oils. That's pretty cool, right? If you give green tea with your kids Coca-Cola, the Coca-Cola won't rot their teeth. because the green tea blocks the acids from damaging your teeth. So there's a lot of good things about green tea, really. I've been sipping on green tea for decades, way before it became popular. I started consuming green tea in the 70s. It was not easy to find in those days. Back in the 70s, it was really hard to find. Now you could find green tea in a truck stop. You go into a 7-Eleven, you could get green tea. I mean, it's everywhere. So that's why they've started studying green tea in America now. They couldn't study green tea in America in the 1980s. Nobody was drinking it, except for me and a couple of people in Chinatown. Belly fat linked to cognitive decline. Now, green tea wakes up the brain. The polyphenols, not the caffeine-related ingredients, the theophylline and theobromine, we actually removed those. The polyphenols are really good things that protect the prostate and the breasts and the colon and that fight viruses. They wake up the brain. They've shown that in young adults, when you just give them the polyphenols from green tea, the good things, the antioxidants, it wakes their brain up. And the more polyphenol you give them, the sharper their brain. And there's a bunch of studies showing that green tea lowers the risk of Alzheimer's. It does this by helping prevent beta amyloid deposition. That's important. For instance, people from the Caribbean, when they get heart failure and heart attacks, it seems to be largely due to a buildup of amyloid in their heart. So I give them green tea. When somebody comes in from the Caribbean, like a Jamaican or somebody from Trinidad or even Guyana or Suriname, Panama, any of those places, I'll give them green tea to protect their heart from amyloid deposition. But in Alzheimer's disease, there's amyloid deposition. Green tea has been shown to block that, especially in the presence of fish oils. When you eat a piece of salmon and you have some green tea, the fish oils and the green tea band together, and they help remove plaque from the brain, the amyloid plaque that stores up in the brain in Alzheimer's disease. So belly fat has been linked to cognitive decline, whereas muscle is linked to preventing cognitive decline. There's a lot of studies showing this. Belly fat is connected to cognitive decline because it raises inflammation in the brain, okay? Where muscle has been shown to prevent cognitive decline. Green tea helps melt your waistline. Now, I better just do the rest of the green tea without looking at the studies. Otherwise, I'll never get through it because there's a bunch of things I want to say about green tea. The polyphenols, the good things in green tea that protect a woman's breasts and a man's prostate and the liver and the kidneys and the brain and the heart, they burn about 100 to 200 calories a day. So they burn the equivalent of a couple of Oreo cookies a day. Now, over the course of a year, that's 20 pounds or so. So that's keeping off the freshman 10. You know, your kid is athletic. They go to college. They gain 10 pounds. Well, the green tea, well, I'm not saying that a college student should drink green tea. I give it to them when it's flu season. But for me and you, it helps keep off fat. There's a lot of studies showing that. I have about, not kidding you, about 50 letters from people who used our green tea to burn belly fat where they had positive results. So here's what they're finding. And there's about 20 studies showing this to this day. And they're from a whole bunch, like the University of Alabama, the University of Texas Health Science Center, places like that, the University of Georgia. They're showing that green tea improves the benefits of exercise, the status of exercise. When you add green, for anybody, it could be a high school athlete, a college athlete, it could be a 65-year-old lady, it could be a 75-year-old man. When you add green tea to exercise, it improves the benefits. You get thicker, stronger bones. Indeed, a number of studies show that when you drink green tea, there's fewer hip fractures and wrist fractures and broken ankles and broken spines, spinal fractures. Green tea is strongly connected to fewer fractures in older people. But the research shows from many human clinical trials, like the University of Georgia in Athens, University of Texas Health Science Center, that when you add green tea to exercise, you get better benefit for the bones, better than just exercise alone. The bones are thicker and stronger than just exercise alone. You burn more belly fat, you control blood sugar better, and you build more muscle and stamina and energy. And that's probably one of the major reasons. The benefits of green tea and getting rid of plaque in the brain, the benefits of green tea reducing heart disease and improving blood flow and protecting people from cancers, that green tea has been connected in many studies to longevity and to preventing frailty and fragility in older people. So I'm going to stop right there. Because if I get into those studies, we just don't have enough time. But I have all those studies. When you give green tea to older people, it helps prevent them from shrinking and becoming inactive and weakened. When you give green tea to people exercising, they burn more fat, they build more muscle, they get their sugar under better control, and they get thicker, stronger bones. Many human clinical trials have shown this. It lowers the risk of bleeding strokes, a blockage stroke. So right there between those two, that's about 90% of all strokes. It prevents, lowers the risk of heart attacks. And places like Yale, Johns Hopkins, Harvard, David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA are behind these studies. Highly qualified academic research institutions, and they're published in peer-reviewed medical journals. So we have green tea drops, and I tell women, before you exercise, before you take your walk, before you swim or do your Tai Chi, have two or three squirts in a glass of water. You'll get a better workout. You'll have more endurance. You'll burn more fat. You'll build stronger bones. You'll restore more muscle and strength. It's all good. For guys with the prostate, yeah, same thing. Three droppers once a day in some water, or take one of our green THX capsules once a day with a meal. So our veins HX for circulation in your legs, broken blood vessels, varicose veins, spider veins, leg cramps, swollen ankles and feet. Our veins HX is on special. Also great for hemorrhage. Our green tea drops, our green tea capsules. Now the last two products on special are our probiotics. Now, once again, at the start of the program, I said that's something I always recommend for kids in school during flu and cold season. Probiotics within 2 weeks improve your immune system. I don't think I have enough time to read the study, so I'm going to do it from my brain. But you know what? My brain works really well. I can read a study. I could have read a study in 1980, and I'll read another study today that kind of fit together, and I'll be able to piece them together. That's the kind of brain I have. In fact, last Sunday, I was having a lunch with a bunch of PhDs, and they turned around and said, your brain, you remember all the studies, right? So I have that gift. I don't have any other gift. Believe me, there's no other gift in my life, except my wife and kids. I mean, they're just, and my two doggies, and my cat. They're gifts. Oh, man, they're unbelievable gifts. I can't tell you how much I'm in love with my wife. I mean, I could cry when I think about it. But, you know, people will call me a sissy. And they'll stick their fingers in my back and stuff, so I won't do that. But I'm nuts about my wife. I mean, I love when I go home and I put on Alexa, some Frank Sinatra, and we dance a little bit. We're not drinking wine now because we're trying to lose weight. My kid's wedding's coming up. I want to look nice in my tux. But, you know, sometimes like in the winter, we'll have a little glass of red wine. We'll put on Sinatra and dance a little bit before cooking dinner together. We have a lot of fun together. We really have a good time. Oh, in any event, let's get back to this. I make sure my wife takes probiotics because she's my age and probiotics die off when you're older. We don't know why. Something in our biochemistry, there's some change in older people that kills off our good bacteria. It's not 100% of all older people, but most older people. And when you give older people probiotics, within 2 or 3 weeks, their immune system is much better at fighting off urinary tract infections, vaginal yeast infections, infections in the intestines, colds and flu and pneumonia, bacteria and viruses. We'll be right back, Jerry Hickey and Fight Home. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. 8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist, Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. So when you give anybody a probiotic, you improve immune system function. For instance, when they gave older people, older than me, I'm 64, these people were in their 70s. And you know that the immune system kind of breaks down later on. That's why you wind up with shingles and pneumonia and severe cases of the flu. And all kinds of coughs and colds and sore throats. When they gave older people the strains that are in our probiotic HX, now it's important to say that. First of all, let me say this. Not all probiotic strains have benefits. Some of these things are just thrown together. So when I chose the five strains in my product, I made sure they had a cross-section of wonderful benefits for humans, and I made sure they were safe. If you're going to give somebody bacteria, you want to make sure they're safe. Some of the probiotics I wouldn't take, I'll be honest with you. Now, the five strains I picked have hundreds of studies behind them. They work in people, and they're safe. So one group of studies have to do with correcting the immune system in every age group. For instance, young babies, they help prevent allergies from occurring, like food allergies. And in children, they help treat allergies. In adults, they help get rid of pollen allergies. You know, like right now, it's grass pollen, okay? Pretty much the end of June, July, the start of August is grass pollen. Towards the end of August, they call that ragweed, but it's really all the weeds. Towards the end of August and through September, it's ragweed. It's all the weeds. And the spring, it's trees. It's tree pollen. But regardless what pollen you're allergic to, taking a probiotic helps get rid of that allergy. It takes time, but over time, that allergy gets weaker and weaker. So do food allergies, like allergies to wheat or allergies to whatever. Any food, peanut allergies, allergies to beans and legumes. But on the other hand, you could fight off an infection better. There's basically two major components to your immune cells. I mean, there's a lot of things involved with the immune system, like your saliva, etc., your skin. But there's basically two types of immune cell. One are the neutrophils. These are like the warrior cells, like macrophages and eosinophils that kill infections in the urinary tract and in the lungs, etc., and in the prostate. They're richer in their armamentarium to fight and kill viruses and bacteria and parasites and worms and things. But then there's the other cells of the immune system, the educated cells. The ones that control the immune system. So, like, some of them are B cells. They come from your, they're cells that are specifically educated to attack specific bacteria and viruses. They're called antibodies, like immunoglobulin E and immunoglobulin A and immunoglobulin M. And then there's the next set, which is the T cells. These are like controlling cells for the immune system. And then there's the last set, which is the natural killer cells. And these are unbelievably important because they're the first cells that recognize a cancer cell. Typically, you have a maverick cancer cell floating around in your body every day, but it doesn't take root because the natural killer cells come and they rip it apart. They destroy it. So they found that when they gave elderly people certain strains of probiotic, especially Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis, the natural killer cells were much more effective in tearing apart cancer cells and flu viruses and bacteria that cause pneumonia, vaginal yeast infections, urinary tract infections, all kinds of infections, gum disease. The bacteria in your intestines hitch a ride on immune cells, because about 70% of your immune cells travel past your intestines at some point. The good bacteria hitch a ride, and they wind up in your mouth for fresher breath and to prevent gum disease. They wind up in a woman's milk ducts to remove chemicals that can cause breast cancer. They wind up in a woman's vaginal tissue to remove chemicals that can cause uterine fibroids and endometrial cancer. They wind up in a woman's urinary tract to help prevent urinary tract infections and also vaginal yeast infections. They wind up everywhere. They're all over you. They wind up in the eyes to help prevent infections related to contact lenses. They wind up on the scalp to help prevent dandruff. Dandruff's an imbalance of bacteria. They wind up on the skin to help prevent pimples. Pimples are mostly an imbalance of bacteria. So not only do they correct the immune system with allergies and food sensitivities and even lactose intolerance, but they also start taking them now because you're going to blink and we'll be in flu season. Flu season commonly comes around November. You start taking the probiotics and your immune system comes back. Let me say something about our probiotics. They're non-GMO. There's no milk, there's no wheat, there's no soy. So we don't have allergens in the product. They come with their own food so they can grow. That's called a prebiotic. That's very important. My old friend Alan Pressman used to say, Dr. Alan Pressman, you wouldn't buy goldfish without goldfish food. Why would you buy probiotics without probiotic food? They also can be shipped now because they're resistant to heat, and you could take them with food, and they don't need refrigeration. They're resistant to heat. You could take them with meals because they're resistant to stomach acids and digestive enzymes. They're CFU, colony-forming units. So when we say 8.6 billion bacteria per capsule, we mean it. Now, some of the other things they help with, leaky gut syndrome, you know, like things from your intestines are leaking out into your bloodstream. That's dangerous. That happens when you take drugs like Advil and Aleve and aspirin. That happens when you take antibiotics. They help with, and by the way, anything with titanium dioxide in it, the titanium dioxide leaches into your stomach and intestines and damages the barrier, and you develop leaky gut syndrome, and things from the intestines are leaching into your bloodstream. You don't want toxins from your intestines going into your bloodstream. So the good bacteria heal your intestines. The good bacteria activate the good things in food that fight viruses, like herpes viruses and human papillomaviruses, the ones involved with cervical cancer. The good things in food that are good for your brain and to prevent heart disease are all activated by the good bacteria. So when you eat beans, when you drink green tea, when you eat cocoa, when you eat broccoli, the really good things that help prevent prostate cancer, breast cancer, heart attacks, strokes, all these different things, viral infections, they have to be activated and liberated from the food by the good bacteria. Good bacteria reduce inflammation in the brain, reduce inflammation in the lungs, reduce inflammation in the liver, reduce inflammation in the pancreas, reduce inflammation in the kidneys, reduce inflammation in the breasts. At the same time, they help get rid of allergies, food intolerances, food sensitivities, lactose intolerance, and they make the immune system better at fighting cancer cells. Even the drug companies are learning this. These big-time drug companies that are making the different types of new drugs to fight cancer, like checkpoint inhibitors and immunotherapies and monoclonal antibodies, they're finding all these drugs work better when you have sufficient good bacteria. They're going to be making probiotics to go with the drugs to fight cancers, like melanoma and kidney cancer and lung cancer, etc. Now, beyond that, these good bacteria, the bacteria in this product, the Lactobacillus plantarum, the Lactobacillus rhamnosus, the Bifidobacterium brevi, the Bacillus coagulans, they prevent intestinal flu, you know, the stomach viruses. They get rid of constipation. They're very successful at clearing up constipation. When somebody comes in constipated, I always give them our probiotic HX capsule. They help get rid of diarrhea. They help treat irritable bowel syndrome. There's so many different benefits, but they also, like, even the healthiest person can have gassiness and bloating and stomach cramps and flatulence. Gets rid of that, too. The benefits of probiotics are real. They create molecules out of your food that tell your brain you're full. That's called pyruvate. When you have plenty of good bacteria, they liberate pyruvate. Pyruvate goes to the brain and says, okay, you've eaten enough, you're not hungry anymore. So the good bacteria have even been shown to help get your appetite under control and help you lose weight and help you correct your blood sugar. There's so many things. Someday I'll have to go through the brain attributes of the good bacteria. I've got about 40 or 50 studies on that now. So our probiotic HX, our chewable probiotics, our green tea drops, our green tea capsules, and our Veins HX roll-on special. For all of us at Invite Health, this is pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey wishing you optimal health now and well into the future. God bless. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.